Hi, I'm Dr. Rachel Pope, board-certified OBGYN and co-founder of MIM Menopause. Welcome to Office Hours. This is a podcast where we talk about menopause, perimenopause, and other things that you should be talking to your doctor or healthcare professional about, but probably aren't. Come on in. No appointment needed. I have my two colleagues and friends, Jean Marino and Anna Myers, and we are here to talk about reframing menopause. So first of all, I would like to kind of pose this question. Do we need to reframe menopause? What's the current problem with menopause? It has a bad reputation.
I think the word menopause is the problem with menopause. It's just got the word men and the word pause. And that, there's nothing like really positive about menopause, those two words together.
Yeah, that's true.
I do hear that a lot. I believe meno comes from Greek meaning month. So it's when the menstrual periods stop. But I will say, working with women, that the knee-jerk reaction is really negative. So if someone asks me, why am I having all these symptoms? And I tell them, you're the perfect age for perimenopause. You're transitioning to menopause. And I often hear, no, don't tell me that. Oh, I was afraid you'd tell me that. And it's so sad, because this is normal. This is natural. We shouldn't be fearing this. I'm not sure where this all started.
Do you think it's a little bit of ageism, like our internal ageism?
I mean, certainly. I think our society values youth, the ability of women to reproduce. We have some pretty strict beauty standards. And I think sometimes when that story is told to us over and over and over, we forget it's just a story. It's not a fact. But I think we internalize that.
Right. Certainly. I ask because I feel like I've had that knee-jerk reaction where someone was like, oh, well, you know, what do you think about this menopausal product? And I'm like, what? I'm not menopausal. And then I'm thinking, like, why am I reacting like that? And I think because I'm like, oh, I don't want to think of myself at that age yet, because I don't want to think of myself as old, because I'm ageist, and because our culture is ageist, and I'm still trying to like hold on or grasp to my youth and my energy. That's kind of my bias in a way. So it's not great.
I think sometimes our own sense of value is tied up in youth and looking a certain way and that energy level, like you said. I think other cultures do a much, much better job embracing getting older.
I think it's even like when we were growing up, the television shows that had women that were in that menopausal age. I know we see that sometimes clips from the Golden Girls versus the reboot of Sex and the City now.
I love, you know, that picture.
What we were, you know, grown, what we grew up watching and calling, you know, menopause, we've now been able to sort of relabel it, but it's not, you know, we don't have as many pictures of that, you know, coming around all the time. It's not on the front of every cover of magazine. You know, you see it and you're like, oh, look, but it's few and far between.
Well, I mean, we also lump all those women together. First of all, I love the Golden Girls. They were some of my favorites.
I think you have a surgical hat with them, right?
I do. And I've dressed up as the Golden Girls with my friends from residency for Halloween. That was one of the best Halloween costumes ever. But we lumped that whole group, all of those women, from Blanche to, is it Thea? I can't remember who the oldest, like the mother of Dorothy is. I can't think of her name, but we lump them all together as one. And yet one is supposed to be like in her late 40s, early 50s, and the other one's probably in her 80s and has suffered a stroke, which is why she has the dementia. Like, she has no filter because she actually has had a vascular stroke where she doesn't get the blood supply to the prefrontal lobe.
In full honesty, I did not know this backstory.
Yes.
And not at all. Like I said, you are like a golden girl junkie. That's awesome. I love it.
But you know, we lump them all together and like, and that's 30 years span and completely. Yeah. That's kind of interesting. And that actually brings up another point. There is no end of menopause, right? So you could be menopausal in your early 50s and you could be still considered, oh, you're a menopausal woman in your late 70s, early 80s. Although, you know, is it post-menopause? Are you menopausal? Like, what does that mean? But we think of it all as the same, really, because you're no longer having periods.
That's a great point. That's a gigantic lifespan. I mean, just I was thinking about another big transition when we all go through our teenage years, and a 13-year-old and a 19-year-old are
So
so
different.
different, and we don't really necessarily clump them all together.
Right.
I think also when you're going through some of those other phases, you aspire to, when you're going through puberty, it's like, I'm going to have boobs after I go through this and I'll have a period. And it's a little bit of the mystery of it and everything. But when we go through menopause, other than not having a period, which a lot of women, if they've already had hysterectomies, they don't have that anyhow. But, the other attributes of it, it's a little bit scary.
And not
Well,
as
I also,
positive.
yeah, I think we celebrate women going through puberty, and it's kind of welcome to being a woman, and we need to do something like that for menopause.
I like that idea. I also think this is interesting. My oldest sister, Amy, had mentioned, why we don't talk about menopause or why we, think of it negatively is because we're not even supposed to talk about our periods, even if you're. Okay, maybe it's exciting and there's a rite of passage of getting your period, but then afterwards, we're not supposed to talk about it. We're not supposed to talk about tampons or pads or anything like that. So, if you're not, how can you talk about something stopping if you're not acknowledging its existence?
For sure.
I always like that idea where you talk about where the book that came out and just recently was made into a movie. I'm here, God, Margaret.
Oh,
One about
dear God,
Margaret.
are you there?
Yes,
It's me,
exactly. And
Margaret.
it's like, I'm still here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still here, God. Are you? Okay, so we've established that definitely there's some negative connotation. There's a lot of lack of nuance, I would say. So then how do we reframe it? What is the reframe?
I think the reframe is all of us learning to spot that negativity and turn it into gratitude. One of the women I spoke with was saying that when she compares herself now in her 50s to what she did as a 20-year-old, she said, "Wow, I have so much more wisdom." And if I think back to my earlier years, and I think, yeah, I like this person better. I just have a lot more confidence, and I've gone a long way in my career. There's a lot of things to be joyful about.
So wisdom, experience.
Social circles with friends that you've decided that you want to keep, that you're not trying to, make as friends because you're at junior high or college or those kinds of situations. That's pretty sweet too.
Not worrying about getting pregnant, right? What a relief that is.
Yes.
No more really bad cramps.
No more buying tampons or pads.
Yeah. And then I think for a lot of women, it's a time when if you decided to have a family, you're entering in a period where you have some more time for yourself. And I think that's amazing. I think back to the rushing home from work and rushing off to practice and going through homework. And in a couple of years, I'll be able to come home and not have to rush off and eat whatever I want for dinner. And I think that all sounds pretty decadent too.
Yeah, that's
Certainly.
nice.
And then finding hobbies that you've put off all those years when you were taking care of other people, being able to, get involved in some of your interests is pretty terrific.
There's a lot to be thankful for. But what if at the same time you're going through hot flashes or heavy bleeding or all those, difficulty sleeping?
There's tons of treatment options.
Right?
Women don't have to suffer. I think that's the biggest thing. I don't, no one should ever feel like they just have to power through.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, I love this idea of reframing menopause. I saw the hashtag and I'm just going to steal it. Hashtag menopositivity. I think that is wonderful. Jean, one of the things you often say at our retreats, and I'm just going to repeat, is, we should all be so lucky to get to menopause and beyond. And we all know people who have not made it there, and we are so fortunate to, if we can get there. And we don't need to suffer through the symptoms. We should just relish in all of the positive aspects.
Menopause
Cheers
is
to
a privilege. Oh, I'm sorry, Anna.
Cheers to menopause.
Here's to menopause. That should be a hashtag.
I love that. All right. Thanks everybody for your time. Talk to you soon.